to the very latest.
What up, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter,
world,
Facebook? Listen to the sound of my voice. I have a cool way for y'all to get free merch from us and support the channel at the same time. So this is all. This is what you got to do. All you got to do is, first of all, subscribe to the channel. Click. Don't cost you no money, right? Just click. Hit the bell.
Yep, yep.
Free, right? That's step number one. Step number two, leave a comment. It don't matter what you leave. It could be the letter C. It could be the fire emoji. It could be the crown. Whatever emoji you want to leave on there, just leave an emoji. Step three is up to us. All we're going to do, we're going to put you in the drawing. Now, listen, you can put your name in on as many videos as you want. The more videos you leave a comment on or emoji, whatever you want to leave, the more times you get added in the drawing. Right, you're gonna draw your name, and we're gonna send you the merch. Simple as that. Real easy. All you gotta do, follow those steps, and we will send you some merch. All right.
Subscribe to the very latest.
Raised me, educated in Buffalo, Florida paid me. Came a long way since the days in the early 80s. Two to be exact, plus one, three sons, same mother. My pops did a lot of time. I am not here to self-indict or confess to any crimes. No, life's a hustle, gotta read between the lines. He understood streets though, learned economics. Helped us survive through life's endowments. I'ma grind hard today, cause tomorrow ain't promised. In my hood, bullets like the summer rain, more than Carl Thomas. Lost a few good ones, we still pay homage. Some say they can't work for no one, they're a businessman. I understand, can't knock it, that's your business, man. Just don't judge my route, I put food in my seed's mouth.
Y'all really don't know how crazy y'all sound right now.
Don't care.
Clint, is she right?
I'm glad you don't care, but
I care. I'm just saying.
I do find it.
Hold on. Trim don't care. Walt, you sounding crazy right now. Because let me tell you, you said she had the better music, but she ain't the better artist.
Because how many artists are in the hands of making that music? Like, we all know that she even says she don't write her joints, yo.
I find that weird though, that as much as he talks about that he don't really, that he really takes a ding down on ghostwriters, that he would actually still want to include Cardi on this list when it came out that she didn't write her all her own stuff, but he won't put Kanye on there or Drake.
No, I said, what did I say about artists? I don't care about artists. Cardi's an artist.
Okay, so that means Drake and Kanye is going on this list too, right?
Yeah, I just said that. I just want the stamp of approval.
Okay, that's cool.
It's all good.
That's good.
But like I said, so you saying that she has better songs, but she's not the better artist?
I don't think she's a better artist because I don't think she created like a lot of the song. Nicki had to make most of her song. I feel like Nicki had to do with a lot more of the production.
You know that's a lie. Stop it. You know it's a lie. One, two, you a big Kanye fan.
Yes.
So there's no difference.
Between, well, whoa. So we're saying College Dropout and the other albums, we're saying that what he's done and what Cardi's doing is the same thing.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that majority of Kanye's career is ghostwritten.
Allegedly.
No, it's true.
Who wrote it?
Consequence wrote all of College Dropout.
Consequence has been there since College Dropout.
He's been there, but did he write all of College Dropout?
He wrote some of it.
Pull up the title and show me that where's the name.
You can go on Drink Champs and he'll tell you that he was ghostwriting for Kanye before College Dropout.
And that's just his word as we're hearing right now.
Why would somebody who's Kanye's friend go on Drink Champs and say that he written with that since College Dropout?
How much did he write? It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
So he can say that I've been with Kanye ever since College Dropout, and I was a ghostwriter during the College Dropout, and it could be that he wrote like two or three songs, but we don't know as far as how much to the impact that he wrote.
It may matter to you, but that don't matter to me.
Okay, so there you go. We have our opinions.
A ghostwriter is a ghostwriter. So if you didn't use one, no telling what the other ones look like. You know what I'm saying? Like you could have used five other ones. You understand what I'm saying? Like it could be somebody who decided not to put their credit on the song.
Why was it so hard for Kanye to get on with Def Jam? They were saying they wasn't messing with him because they didn't feel like he was a good enough rapper. So I'm saying they were saying that he didn't fit the mold, and they were saying that the stuff that he was rapping on, they were saying that his raps weren't good. So I'm saying, why, if this dude was writing before he got there, why did it take so long for them to actually rock with him and give him a chance?
Because it could have been that they said, yeah, his songs are not that good, and guess what I need now? Because my raps are not that good. What do I need now? Exactly. I need a ghostwriter.
Okay.
But
how much?
So he didn't write that. That's what I was.
Consequence said that he was there since College Dropout. Consequence is a ghostwriter and he's a rapper. He's Q-Tip's brother, cousin. Yeah, it's cousin. He's been with him since the beginning.
And Forrest Gump said that he was in the making and fabric of the United States. I mean, he was there with all these different monumental times.
I mean, that's not true.
Saying it's word of mouth.
If Kanye says that he uses ghostwriters,
okay,
and Consequence says that he's been there since College Dropout,
You're solving a Matlock mystery.
So if you're a ghost, if you worked with a ghostwriter, so you know rappers who don't work with ghostwriters.
Yes,
that's putting like everyone in the boat. So I'm saying that means that Nas has zero ghostwriters to our knowledge. Jay-Z, same boat. That means,
right.
I mean, so but Kanye isn't. Say what?
We're correct on that. They don't have ghostwriters
at all.
At all.
Not for none of their tracks at all.
See, would you? I don't know if you see help, and ghostwriting are two different things.
Okay, so if you ghost, because I want to make sure that I understand where you're coming
right.
from. So when you say ghostwriting, that means if someone says I ghostwrited for you. Does that mean that they wrote their entire album? If you hear that to you, that means that they did that.
That means that somebody came to you and said, "Yo, I got a rap for you. Here's verse 1, 2, and 3." And then you say, "Yo, all right, I like this, but I want to say it like this. Can we put this in here? That sounds good. Ghostwriter." Versus somebody saying, "Yo, listen, I got this song and I got this hook. I got the beat and I got the hook. All right, boom, let me write my verses to it."
Now we're saying that that Consequence has been with Kanye before College Dropout. So his rhyme should have been straight before he went to Def Jam. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is that this is what I'm saying to what you're saying. if somebody says, if all right, so the first time I heard Ye was on Champions, which I thought was a dope verse, right? So at this time, if he's trying to sign with Rockefeller and they sitting in my, they might be saying, yo, he, they might be saying this, that, and the third about the songs that he had, because he was going to the offices, telling everybody, you know, showing everybody the raps and stuff like that. Remember, College Dropout sounded way different when he first turned it in.
The final different cut, versions, yes.
Different definitely. Verses and everything.
Definitely.
What I'm alleging is that Ye went back, did the album over, but did the verses over as well, which he had help with.
So that's help. Nah, no, goes.
No, but okay, that's okay. Right. They wrote all of them raps for him because they were different verses. And then now we going into Kanye's out of here. So it gotta stay the same. So they wrote for him, and I have no problem with that. I don't have a problem with ghostwriters for the artists. But don't come to me saying that you the greatest MC to do this, greatest like rapper to do this.
Like Drake.
You can't do that. That's all I'm saying. That's so the Trimp's point when he said I got a problem with people who ghostwrite, I don't have zero problems with Drake. I don't have zero problems with Cardi. I have zero problems with Nicki. I don't have a problem with their ghostwriting. But the quality of work is the quality of work. And Cardi's quality of work with the ghostwriters is better than Nicki's work.
I agree. I listen to a lot more than Cardi's.
And their impact, Cardi's impact is no bigger than Nicki's impact. No bigger.
It's your opinion.
Cause no, Nicki, come on, Cardi's with people like in the government. Mm-hmm. Like she's sitting with government officials. They know who Cardi is. But their impact is no bigger than each other's. It's probably, I would say it's equal. But the quality of work ain't. It ain't. And I will always argue y'all down on this because Cardi, I'm rocking with you, Cardi. They give you nice compliments and they smack you at the same time.
Not at all, Cardi. I just say a few more years and then they waiting for
your downfall.
Not at all, Cardi. Not at all.
They waiting for you to say, oh,
Cardi, give me another hit album.
Nah, they wait for you.
Give me another hit album, Cardi.
I know. I already know you.
Give me another Invasion of Privacy.
Ain't gonna happen.
Oh, it's true. So you saying she's not gonna give you nothing better than that?
Oh, nah. You said give me another.
Give me another hit album.
Nah, she gonna give you something better than that.
That's great. I look forward to it.
It's gonna be way better.
I look forward to it.
We can take all Cardi verses right now.
I look forward to it.
We can take all Cardi verses right now, put them all together, and it's better than all Nicki second album.
I agree. But Cardi, give me a few more years, another hit album, like you said,
Cardi. They just waiting for your downfall. They just waiting for your next album.
Hey, Cardi, like we discussed earlier about reflection. That's his words, not ours.
Oh yeah, and I know Cardi at the crib like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If mm-hmm. Cardi at the crib like this, let it be known. I like Cardi a lot, but I'm sorry. Indeed. I still think Nicki better. I'm sorry.
See, I go to war for you, Cardi. Call me up. You can come on the show and you can defend yourself. Come on, call me up. But anyway, podcast is way longer than I thought it was going to be.
Because somebody wanted to go on a rant.
Hey, ain't no rant.
That is a rant. That was a rant.
That's the truth.
That was somebody who wanted to rant.
That's all I got to say. I'm out of here. Y'all got something else to say?
Yeah. Shout out to Taye, Uhuru, definitely doing big things in his community, in his neighborhood. He has built his own like neighborhood garden, and he has produced his own local honey in Cleveland. So shout out to him. He's definitely doing a lot of big things in this neighborhood, in this community. So big ups, man. We definitely support that. And Omugs Renaissance Project coming very, very soon. Oh no.
Hold.
What's up?
Renaissance Project.
It's coming.
It's about to be one of the best albums you've heard.
So like I say, produced by, you know, of course, your boy here, and definitely some help with some great producers of mine. My boys Dot Key and Beats on Beast Mode.
I got one on there too, man.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I partnered with
of course Tino before he went on this rant with Cardi.
Hey, yes. Hey, listen, what I'm saying is the truth, man. It's all right.
That's
it's maybe my truth, but it is the truth.
In your opinion, I need to get that on a shirt. In your opinion,
yeah. I got a joint on there. I got not by myself though. I want to call him Troy. What is it? Dot Key, right?
Dot Key. AKA Introvert, for y'all who don't know. But
I like it. Maybe Introvert, he might be as a rapper. Then Dot Key's the producer.
That might be it. I keep pushing him for that. So yeah, definitely.
That'd be dope. But yeah, I'll produce on that one song on there, man. I had fun on that. I will never forget that experience, Dot Key. So I appreciate you allowing me to put my input on it.
Definitely. So yeah, so be on the lookout for that. Oh yeah, my boy Beats on Beast Mode is dropping his album, I think the end of August. I don't know when this bad boy's gonna come out, but be on the lookout for that. He's definitely coming up with some heat, some fire, letting you guys know that, you know, he does wear the title producer very nicely. So there you go.
Yeah, man. So yeah, Kings Republic. For my people.
Oh, shout out to Jazz, Tay, all them doing their thing. Definitely.
Oh yeah, nah, you know, I got Jazz in the beginning of every podcast. So
that's what's up.
That's family. What, we good? You good? Got anything you gotta say?
Peace, love, all that good stuff. Good talking with y'all. Make sure y'all put y'all comments in. Y'all like the video. Yeah. Shout us out.
Let us know who the grade is between Cardi and Nicki. I already know what it is, so you ain't got to tell me.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, it's the cold room.
I ain't folding.
You're about this thing. Y'all take care.
Hey, good night. Good luck.
Hey, God bless. Power. And all you church girls, stay out them clubs, man.
Stay out the clubs, please.
Subscribe for the very latest.